Oh yeah, this is Life on the Outside. Today is November 13th, 2010. This is a fearless broadcast brought to you by members of 12160, and they're located over at snardfarker.ning.com, and that's a social network dedicated to resisting the New World Order, and not only resisting them, but destroying them. And this is a program called Life on the Outside, and I'm your host, Harry Thomas. I am back with some powerful information. And today we are going to be talking about biowarfare, America's dirty little secret. And we've covered this stuff before on the show that I do, the Harry Thomas Show. And you could find that located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. I have been doing updated shows. And there's also been updates on the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. And this particular episode of Life on the Outside was inspired by Jesse Ventura's show, Conspiracy Theory, on True TV. And no matter what you think about that show or not, there is actually some powerful information that gets put out on it. And yes, I know it's like dramatic and there's a drama side to it and everything. But, you know, you've got to have that kind of thing to get on any kind of a mainstream type show. So take it for what it is, but I'll tell you right now, it's been recently reported that executive producer Michael Braverman, he said powerful people want that show off the air. So we're going to break down a little bit about a show that was put out about these bioweapons labs that exist on Plum Island. You know, there was some very interesting information that was put out on that show. One of them being that they've been building germ labs, over 1,000 of them, since 9/11. Now, I find that very, very interesting. You know, because what we're talking about here is Plum Island. It's off of Long Island in between the New England area and New York City. And there's a lot of strange and secretive things going on there. And we know that the government does black ops. And they do all these secret things behind our backs. So I find it very interesting in what Jesse Ventura revealed on his show. Now, history has revealed to us that after World War II, they brought a whole bunch of Nazi scientists over to this country to conduct experiments. And I want to note that now, you know, what they did is they moved these Nazi scientists over here to this country. And they said, well, it was better us do it than have the Russians get a hold of these scientists. And what they are is just madmen gone amok. And they're not being up front to the American people about what they're using our tax dollars for. And I find that very, very disturbing, considering these expansion of these germ labs since the attacks of 9/11, which was actually a false flag event. In order to bring in tyranny and to fund operations like Homeland Security, to pass the Patriot Act and to start a endless war over in the Middle East, we actually had built permanent military bases over there since 9/11. And not only that, a pipeline through the Caspian Sea to tap into that oil was built as one of the first things that we did when we invaded Afghanistan as a result. So whatever you think about Jesse Ventura's show and whatever you think about 9/11 really has no weighing on what the facts really are. And that's exactly what we're going to deal with today, is the facts about what's going on with bioweaponry and how we're funding it here in the United States. Now, the program started out with an interview of a biowarfare expert, Kenneth King. And this is what he had to say.
There were about 200 high-containment germ lab facilities in 2001. There are now at least 1,356, plus many more off the books. You now have a kind of military, academic, industrial complex that is devoted to hyping the fear of bioterror so that they will continue to get the funds.
Let me ask you this. What do these places actually do?
A whole bunch of things, some of it very reckless. We have a clear indication that accidents are occurring regularly. They're being concealed from the public because the biodefense industry does not want the American public to become concerned about their activity. They are taking the approach that a terrorist might create some new pathogen, so we'll go ahead and do it ourselves to see if it's possible to do it. And then once we've done it, maybe we can dream up a defense against it.
And what you're telling me is they're not taking the proper precautions at these facilities, that a risk could be run, that some of this bio stuff could get loose?
They're refusing to acknowledge the possibility that this stuff could get loose. Now, they are trying to build a couple of the big labs themselves, and they were going to develop animal diseases that spread between animals and humans. The worst-case scenario is that virus that they created could get out of the lab and start that pandemic that we've all been worrying about.
I think that does cause a lot of concern to the American people and the people of the world, for that matter, because we've seen time and time carelessness and recklessness coming out of the government and then being blamed on their foreign enemies, or sometimes just enemies that they make up in order to cause the reaction from the people, in order for them to do something about it. And every time that they seem to do something about it, it takes away more and more of our freedoms. And that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about preserving freedom, the freedom that was hard fought by our predecessors and given freely as a gift to us. And it seems like that is under attack. And also, you know, we have heard a lot about Glenn Beck has mentioned recently, and whatever you think about Glenn Beck, I believe he's a shill for the CIA, a misinformation puppet. But regardless of what I think and what other people think about him, he was talking on his show recently about Obama needing a false flag event similar to like a 9/11 or an Oklahoma City, because an event like that, in particular Oklahoma City, which has more holes in it than Swiss cheese as far as using the government account, had boosted Bill Clinton's approving rating. And as we've known, it's been reported over again that Obama's rating has been dropping like flies. So they definitely need some kind of event. And we've been waiting to see when the opportunity for that kind of an event to arise. And this bio-warfare experiments that they've been conducting in these germ labs seems to be the perfect conduit for that kind of destruction. And again, we've seen it when the approval ratings of George Bush had plummeted. All of a sudden, 9/11 happened, and his approval ratings skyrocketed. So yes, you know, it is a fact that politics remain a factor here when we're talking about these kinds of destructive circumstances and these destructive events. You know, and they were talking about, you know, lying to us about just using animals only for the research. And there has been some evidence that they are using humans over there on Plum Island, which I might add is now run by that biggest bureaucracy ever created since 9/11, and that is Homeland Security. Now, we've had all kinds of reports of outbreaks, and this has been confirmed by fact of foot and mouth. The fact that Lyme disease has been created in these kind of labs, and the proximity of where the outbreak of Lyme disease is in close relation to Plum Island. And there has been documents and there's been people following this. Now, what's interesting to me is they want to move this huge research lab, this bio germ lab, out to the heart of the United States in Kansas, right into the middle of our food supply. And this is what was said about that.
Building it right in the middle of the university. And it's in the middle of cattle country. You can see its dangers just by standing here.
They're serious about moving a top secret biowarfare lab into the middle of the nation's food supply? I need to get out to that island and dig up those secrets that no one wants us to know about.
And with this current information coming out that they're moving this to Kansas, this should make every single American question exactly what they're doing with this biotechnological madness.
Professor Tom Manny is leading the fight to stop it.
I think it's a bad idea to move it off of Plum Island or anywhere onto the mainland because of the foot and mouth disease, because it is such a deadly virus. Deadly not in the sense that it kills, but in the sense that it takes so few virus particles to infect animals. Consequences of an infection are just horrendous for the whole economy because it immediately shuts down export of beef to the rest of the world. First effect is a quarantine, something like 3 to 5 mile radius.
So the effects would be catastrophic?
They would be.
We are in the heart of Tornado Valley, aren't we?
We are. I haven't heard them provide any data that they've designed this to have those door seals withstand the pressure drop of a tornado going over. And some of the releases at Plum Island have been from the failure of those door gaskets.
So let's say there was an outbreak of foot and mouth.
Yes.
It could easily be transported to the rest of the country, couldn't it?
Yes.
Almost any outbreak would be a worst case scenario because as soon as it was detected, which could be a week or two, then this whole area, 3-5 miles, whatever they decide, would be quarantined. The animals would be slaughtered. I've heard the number of 400,000 in the whole county area.
Now, this information is very alarming because even if they did improve upon them door seals, what's going to stop powers to be from creating some kind of an outbreak in order to blame it on our invisible enemies to further their agenda? And their agenda is to completely dissolve the sovereignty of the United States and usher in a world government and a police state-type tyranny, using a big brother system to enslave all the people. Now, there was something else that was very alarming, is a thing called the Montauk Monster and two other creations that come out of these labs, these freak human-like creatures. They've washed up on the shore. The first one being in July of 2008. Another one, more human-like, in early of 2010. Now, this kind of experiments violate the Geneva Conventions by creating bioweapons. They're not supposed to be even doing this kind of stuff. There was a local guy who found the creatures. This is what he had to say.
The Montauk Monster is a creature that washed up on this beach in July of 2008, and more monsters have washed up.
Now, when you say monster, What are we talking about here?
What I really mean is creature. It's a creature that scientists cannot explain exactly what species it is. It's something that I've never seen before, and I don't think the world's ever seen before either. The first monster was found right here in Montauk, right on the beach.
On this beach right here?
That is correct. People thought it was a raccoon, it was a turtle without a shell, or it was an animal that may have been crossbred.
Crossbred. Two animals in a lab bred together to be something completely new.
That is correct. I have pictures and video clips. I've seen it with my own eyes more than once.
I don't know about you, but I find that very, very disturbing about what's going on over there at Plum Island. Now, Carl Grossman, he's an expert on Plum Island, and he was talking about how a Nazi scientist, Eric Traub, brought over after World War II as a part of Operation Paperclip. Now, this guy, Eric Traub, he should have been tried during the Nuremberg trials as a war criminal. And he created this Plum Island. In the 1970s, foot and mouth got out to the public. Okay? He was also big into using technology involving ticks. You know, and the ticks are what was used to invent Lyme disease, okay? And this stuff got out to the public by birds, okay? So this stuff can be migrated to the public by birds. You know, and the government have claimed that there's no records of this kind of research being found at the island. This is what this expert had to say.
After World War II, there was a Nazi scientist, a guy named Eric Traub, and he figured he would set up off the coast of Long Island this sort of germ warfare lab he ran during the war to develop insects, ticks, and so forth for biological warfare. We better grab them before the Soviets do. Yeah, Traub was the godfather of Plum Island.
So when you come upon the second monster, what's going through your mind?
This was something that I've never seen before. The creature was bloated, leathery, it had patches of hair, and it smelled like a mix of a low tide and rotten garbage. And claws.
Claws.
And matchstick-like fingers. It almost resembled somewhat of a chicken claw.
It's really odd.
And the thing is, this mutated human body that they found, the cops won't even talk about it. There is a complete cover-up. And they were talking about how they use ticks to create some of these bioweapons.
Experiments done with ticks raises the specter that that might be the source of Lyme disease. A biological warfare experiment done by former Nazi scientists that got out of control. We wanted to see the records in connection to these tick experiments. And the claim was we have no records.
Now that's pretty odd. You know, and that is very convincing of a cover-up going on out there at Plum Island, because we've got witnesses, a guy named Randy Sykes, a whistleblower, who caught Lyme disease about 15 years ago, and he has acquired papers through the Freedom of Information Act telling a whole different story. Couple that with the fact that there is evidence of them doing experiments that affect humans and using humans and creating like a different chimera type creatures. It's not only totally absurd, but it's totally against international law.
Human body.
Human body with elongated fingers.
A mutated human body.
That is correct.
Well, you're saying the research is not just being conducted on animals, but possibly on humans as well.
Well, I would say that it leads you in a direction that you really don't want to go down when thinking about what's really going on.
What has Lyme disease done to you?
Destroyed me. I used to run 2.5 miles a day. I'd hit the police gym every morning on the way into work and bench pressing, weightlifting. And I got to the point where I couldn't walk 0.3 of a mile before I just collapsed and gave up. I forgot how to add. Couldn't add 13 and 13 on paper. It'll attack any part of your body. It's like standing by the river and throwing in a handful of confetti. When it hits the river, it just fans out. It goes through your veins, and wherever it ends up, liver damage, it's incredible.
You believe Lyme disease was created, correct?
We found so many things, like, for instance, the strain is patented by the Department of Defense. I have the patent here for it.
Let's get down to layman's terms. This is our government doing biological warfare?
I would say.
Plum Island. Is that where you believe all this takes place?
I have papers where they infected ticks. They were infecting ticks with all types of viruses. And
for what purpose would they say that they were doing that?
Well, it's you know, like a military-type installation, and they don't usually do things to help people.
Right.
They don't usually
anything
do things
the military is
benefit.
Involved with is death and destruction.
Yeah.
A document from 2005 in which the feds list the bioterror agents they were working on at Plum Island and other labs.
Anthrax, tularemia, cholera, desert fever, Lyme disease. I mean, they're all talking about biowarfare, and Lyme's listed every time. So they're the ones saying it's biowarfare.
And you heard it. Lyme disease is listed every time. Not to mention the other horrors that were just listed. And, you know, that mutant man that popped up on the shore, that chimera of sorts, had 5 holes drilled into his head, and that case remains open. And they're talking about moving that bio facility to Kansas? That is completely absurd. Now, there's a whistleblower named Jim McCoy, and he blew the whistle on unsafe practices, and he was fired. But he later won his lawsuit against Plum Island. This is a little bit of what he had to say.
My job was in the bio level 3 containment laboratory.
You got fired.
Yes, correct? I did.
What did you do to get fired?
I had interrupted a meeting in the administration building that was attended by the then acting director for Homeland Security, Senator Clinton's New York manager, as well as other representatives, aides, and environmental groups.
And you interrupted their meeting, and what did you do?
I asked to speak because I had safety issues that I had observed on Plum Island, and I wanted to discuss them with them. There was no level of security monitoring inside the biocontainment area.
What are those buildings right there?
They used to keep their livestock in pens there. And there was talk when I worked at the lab that a cow that had been injected with the virus got out and got into the pen with all the other cows. And they had to kill all the cows. The long building with all the stacks sticking up,
yep,
that is the biocontainment laboratory.
Okay.
In the event of a power failure to the island, the generators will kick on. And that is something that didn't happen in December of 2002. There was a period of 4 hours that they lost power from the mainland. During this time, they had no ventilation to the biocontainment area to ensure that the viruses would be kept in a negative pressure.
Pretty dangerous.
Yes. The people were going around putting duct tape around the outside doors on the biocontainment area and trying to contain whatever might be getting out into the atmosphere, but duct tape doesn't stop viruses.
I mean, that is just absurd. Trying to use duct tape in a bio lab? I mean, with all the technology that we have and stuff, I mean, this is the best they could come up with as far as security? You know, no wonder they fired that guy. They fired that guy because he was asking the wrong questions and bringing this information in front of the wrong people. And them are the people that are investing in this type of technology. These are people that definitely do not want this information to get out on the public. And I believe that that's part of why they want to cancel this show that Ventura does called Conspiracy Theory on True TV. I mean, this is just absurd. And what's even more absurd is I would like to remind you that Homeland Security runs this facility now. And it was taken over from the Department of Defense. So this is a military operation to begin with. And Homeland Security threatened local boaters, saying that they would lose their license if they chartered passengers to the island. And that's when Ventura and his crew wanted to go out there. And what they did is they threatened these people, and these people were scared. They were scared to go up against the biggest bureaucracy ever created in this country called Homeland Security. Jesse Ventura made a great point when he said this.
You know, I find it very, very interesting. I'm a former governor, a former mayor, a former Navy SEAL with a top secret security clearance, yet I can't go on Plum Island. I get the Coast Guard tailing me. I get vehicles along the shore watching our every move. Where I come from, if you're the one paying the money, that makes you the boss. How come we, the people, aren't the boss anymore? We're the one paying the salaries of these people, and yet they deprive us of knowing what they do on this island.
And I would have to agree 100% with Jesse Ventura's analysis of the situation. I mean, who is the boss? We, the people, are supposed to be the boss, yet we're deprived of very critical information about exactly what our taxpayer dollars are doing and how it's going to affect our population. You know, and this investigation reached a guy named Congressman Tim Bishop, and he's in charge of the Plum Island District. What he had to say was very alarming because he just buys whatever these bureaucrats say to him. And they're telling him that, oh, we're just doing experiments on animals only. This doesn't affect humans. And he's just willing to buy that hook, line, and sinker. And I think that that's very dangerous when it appears that he's been bought off by some sort of special interest. And we've seen this time and time again when there's a cover-up in place, that the people that are supposed to protect us the most, our congressmen, seem to be part of the cover-up. This is what Congressman Tim Bishop had to say.
Are you angry that there's the possibility it could move to Kansas?
I wouldn't use the word angry. I am troubled by that. And in fact, I have been working to try to keep the facility open in on Plum Island.
Aren't you concerned, though, that if something could go wrong at this place and what the results of it could be?
Plum Island is so-called zoonotic diseases are not studied at Plum Island. Diseases that are animal-borne that can spread to humans. The only diseases that are studied at Plum Island are animal-borne diseases that do not spread.
And you know this absolutely.
I accept what I've been told. Okay.
He accepts what he's been told. Well, this guy is a complete idiot. You know, because anybody who's followed any kind of these top secret places knows that we're never told the truth. We're never told the truth about what's going on. And how can a guy in a position like him in Congress be so naive? Now, a Dr. Breeze, he's a scientist in charge of Plum Island. Now, he admitted that humans can be infected, and he admitted that it is dangerous if they move this facility to Kansas. And he says Congress has been influenced by Kansas lobbyists. Now, I don't buy that for 1 minute either, because this guy is obviously in a position to further the cover-up, further the black ops that are going on there that are funded by taxpayers' money. And I don't believe that Kansas lobbyists are, you know, I'm sure that they're going to make out on the deal, and I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made. But this kind of stuff is allowed by powers that are unseen, that are sitting in the shadows, that benefit in every way of pushing forward their New World Order agenda. Now, this guy admitted, this scientist, this Dr. Breeze, he admitted that the congressman did not know exactly what he's talking about, and he admitted that humans are being infected by what's going on at the island.
So the experiments they do there, is it strictly on animals?
It's on animals, yes.
But and some of the infections, infections.
Some of the infections also infect people.
Isn't that interesting? Seems the congressman who accepts what he's told was told a bunch of BS.
The only diseases that are studied at Plum Island are animal-borne diseases that do not spread to humans.
Some of the infections also infect people.
After all the lies about Plum Island not being a hazard to you and me, the guy who ran the lab admits the exact opposite. Dr. Breeze played dumb about the Montauk monster and the mutated man. At Plum Island, you had the outbreak of hoof and mouth. What precautions are taken at Plum Island that makes it safe?
Everybody that works in the laboratory where there's foot and mouth disease will actually inhale virus that's in the air during the course of the day, and it will be trapped in the back of the throat. So that's why at Plum Island, there's always been a rule that if you go inside the laboratory, then you're not allowed to have an animal that might catch foot and mouth disease or the other diseases that work on there at home. You can't visit a zoo or a circus or any place, pet store.
He admitted that people bring infectious disease off the island, and security is on the honor system. Doctor, now there's talk they're going to move it to Kansas. Why would we want to move it to Kansas in the heart of America, which, as you say, if something gets out, is probably going to be far more devastating in a place like Kansas than it would be on Long Island?
I agree with it. I agree with it totally.
Why do they want to move it?
It's a... The Congress decides what it wants to do.
The Congress decides what it wants to do. Well, obviously, the Congress is being lied to. And as anybody who's done any kind of research about how this country operates realizes that the Congress is influenced by powers above and beyond their reach. Okay? We've been bought and sold a long time ago. You know, and here we are. The scientist that is in charge of this island says it's very dangerous to bring this to Kansas. Now, what can we the people do? Well, to tell you the truth, in all reality, we're probably not going to be able to stop any of these kinds of projects from happening. I mean, it would take a really big change in our consciousness as a group of people in order to make them kind of changes in our society. But the one thing that we can do is try everything within our power to get this stopped from bringing it to Kansas. Because if these people are infected and they're not allowed to go to pet stores, the circus, or have pets, or come in any contact with animals, how could the people of America be served in any way except for that to be an outlet for a new type of black ops, a new type of false flag operation of a catastrophic event perpetrated on the people to put us into more fear? Because that's how they're controlling us, is through fear. Okay, and that's what this show's all about, life on the outside, thinking outside the box, taking a look outside of the mainstream information that's out there and drawing our own conclusions, thinking for ourselves, because there is power in that, and there is power in getting this information out to people. I mean, they want to use fear against us. Well, we could use fear of what they're doing to destroy us and to destroy our sovereignty and our society as we know it against them. And that's where the power of the people come in. You know, recently there was a news story that came out of a mystery missile that people had seen. And the Pentagon and the Department of Defense has said that this missile contrail of what people seen, and do a Google search for mystery missile, and you can take a look at the images yourself. I took a look at them, and it doesn't look like any kind of contrail that would be put forth by a plane. Yet, this is exactly what the Pentagon and the Department of Defense are telling us. And they've also reported to ABC News that they're not worried at all about tracking down the source of this strange event. You know, why are they not? Because they don't want to open up the loopholes that they have in some of these black op experiments. You know what I'm saying? And this is just more proof about what's going on. Now, Ventura also did a show about Area 51. And I'll tell you what, throughout the years, the 6 years that I've been doing shows, I tend to stay away from what's going on over at Area 51 because I believe it's just a smoke screen to throw Americans off of the trail of what the secret government is actually doing. And yes, we do have a secret government in place. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And as soon as people start hearing about aliens and alien spacecraft, now they just shut off. It goes into the bucket of conspiracy theory. And I don't think it does us much good to even, you know, delve further into these kind of psychological events. It's psychological warfare. It's part of the mind control. And I've talked about mind control a lot on the show. Now, I'm not going to be naive enough to say that this kind of research isn't valid or that these kind of claims can't be true or not. But I tend to focus on trying to bring information to people who are new to this, people who are not involved at all in this kind of a research. And that's, you know, in my opinion, that's not the best place to start them out. You know, but of course, people who have already been in the rabbit hole and have taken a look outside the box, certainly these are areas that do warrant consideration. And that's another big part of how they're controlling us as a people. They own the media. They own the Congress. They're in cahoots with the corporations in Wall Street. I mean, we don't really have a very big of a fighting chance, and we're really behind in fighting these monsters. And that's exactly what these people are. They're inbred families that are destroying our world for their own vain attempts at total control. And that's exactly what the New World Order, it's a plan of control. It's a vision that goes against our republic, it goes against the democratic values that we hold, it goes against everything that is good and decent about human nature. And these animals must be stopped. Now, I did watch this show that he did on Area 51, and there was a few things that were revealed that I think are very pertinent to what's going on here with these germ labs and this bio-warfare technology that the government denies that they're involved in because it's a violation of international law, for one. but they also don't want the American people or the people of the world to know what they're up to. Now, there was a guy named Richard Boylan, and he talked about how Area 51 goes down 30 floors underneath the ground. And we've seen evidence of these underground facilities all across the United States. One of the most notorious reports is underneath Denver Airport, where they have all kinds of facilities under there that is very top secret. And if you look into some of the symbology that goes along with these cast of characters involved in this New World Order, which some call the Illuminati, you'll find that they're really big into symbolism, and you'll find a lot of this symbolism in the Denver Airport. See, with the symbolism, they like to mark their territory. It's kind of like a dog peeing on a tree. You know, they want to use a secret language to let the people who are in the know that this is something that they're in control of. And we've seen all these kinds of symbols used throughout our society. And, you know, and that's another subject that throws people off, and they kind of throw it in the conspiracy theory bucket. But that is something that, as far as my research has shown me, is something that's very real. And it's something that's very important to these animals, these monsters who are actually in control of our world. Now, we do know that the CIA funds a lot of these black ops at Area 51. And these black ops, are admitted. I mean, these are something that exist. I mean, and this is what was said on Ventura's show about the black ops.
We all know the government does special ops. They even do black ops that they won't talk about or acknowledge. But what's so special about Area 51?
Now, my question would be, do we as a people really want these black ops to be happening? These secret experiments, these secret operations that we pay for to be in existence? I mean, what kind of a secretive government should we have? I mean, as far as what we've got, it's a very, very secretive government. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy. See, the difference between a conspiracy theory and a conspiracy is you can prove a conspiracy. And there's been lots of proof that the United States government, that the UN, that the international banking community, that corporations, big corporations, and other governments for that matter, are all involved in a conspiracy against the people. I mean, it's overwhelming evidence, and I really highly suggest that you start getting outside the box. Live your life on the outside and take a look at these claims that are being made, because I don't expect you to believe me. What I want you to do is, and what I encourage you to do, is take a look at it for yourself. Go ahead and take the red pill. Don't be afraid to go down the rabbit hole, because only in information are we going to be able to be freed from the control that these monsters have on us. And in this show of Area 51, what I found very interesting about what Randall Fitzgerald said was there's a lot of misinformation being used through the CIA, and some of this is holographic images. And I believe that this can also be used to hide bioweapons labs somewhere in them 30 floors deep at Area 51. And it's such a they got orders to shoot to kill if you come on the property. It is such a secretive place that why not? You know, this would be the perfect breeding ground for these bioweapons labs. This is what Randall Fitzgerald said about the misinformation that's being put out to the American people to throw them off course of what the true agenda is.
I started hearing from the witnesses on the ground things like, what I really saw was a wavy distortion in the sky. Many of these sorts of reports that seem to indicate a projection of some kind. So I began to ask the question, is it possible to holographically project an image of a single object in the sky and have it move. Is that feasible?
And what did you learn?
Well, I learned that starting in 1996, there were some military studies looking at non-lethal psychological warfare ways to create technology on battlefields that would disarm and confuse an enemy before a shot ever had to be fired. And these holographic projections using lasers were developed in 1995, 1996.
Try getting your head around that. Fitzgerald saying this was the military projecting images of alien spacecraft to scare people. Well, we did our own investigation of that hologram theory. Turns out that a year before the sightings, the U.S. Army was running a 3D holographic project at its research lab in Adelphi, Maryland. And remember, those flares over Phoenix were supposedly dropped by the Maryland National Guard. They and other guard units were training in the area. Looks like they were covering their butts.
That's pretty lame.
They just hung there.
If it was a hologram or something like that, where would it originate from?
Area 51.
Holograms over Arizona. The military faking UFO sightings. Just when I was buying the idea of re-engineering alien technology, Fitzgerald pulled out evidence of an even bigger conspiracy.
Right after the Arizona lights, a couple of months afterwards, the CIA declassified a report. This report revealed that the CIA and the U.S. Air Force had engaged in active disinformation against the American people about the true nature of UFOs. In other words, they encouraged the belief in UFOs in order to hide the SR-71 Blackbird spy plane program, and before that, the U-2 spy plane program. Where were those two programs operated out of? Area 51.
Why would the military want to do that?
If you're able to manipulate public opinion, if you're able to control and keep the funding going for these secret projects.
And that's exactly what's key here, keeping the funding going for these black ops, these secret government experiments. And this really ties into that mystery missile that we recently heard about. Could this be a holographic image? And that mystery missile hasn't been the only one of these weird sightings that's been happening. In recent years, we've seen all kinds of these strange things that people have been seeing in the sky all over the world. Some of them taking the shape of pyramids and all other kinds of weird incantations. Could this be what the Pentagon is covering up? Because there's a lot of people that say that they've read some of the white papers and stuff coming out from these monsters, these families that are in charge, these powers in the shadows, that one of the things that they have on the table is a fake alien invasion to scare the heck out of the people in the submission of a police state and to clamp down further on our slavery as a people. Using the technology of the day to enslave us and to keep tabs onto us, and further put the nails in the coffin of the destruction of mankind, and to further their development of the police state worldwide. Now, this guy, George Knapp, was interviewed during this conspiracy theory episode on True TV, and he hinted at what could be going on as biological warfare, that workers have been sick and have died because of some of the materials that have been being used at Area 51. This is what he had to say.
Well, yeah, I know as much as anybody on the outside knows, but I can't even scratch the surface for what really goes on in there. It's the blackest place in the black world. All manner of CIA monkey business has been conducted out there. It is among the most secret places in the world.
What about workers out there today?
They did a heck of a job, and they've been treated like crap by our government. The example being when they were developing the stealth fighter and bomber, all these composite materials with toxic chemicals in them. They dig these gigantic holes in the ground, throw all this dangerous material in it, douse it with jet fuel, and set it on fire. Clouds billowing black toxic smoke cover the whole base, clogging the lungs of all these people that worked out there. And when they started getting sick, and a lot of them did, the government basically told them to kiss off.
The government made it impossible for these poor workers to get justice. Every year, the president would sign an order making Area 51 exempt from environmental laws.
They let them basically die. Those workers went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to fight it and lost. I'll tell you what, if we built something that looked like a flying saucer 25, 30 years ago, where is it? Where the hell is it? Because we sure haven't flown it. And I can tell you for a fact that I was followed, that my phones were bugged, that people who offered to give me information were threatened and told to shut up. That happened over and over again.
Let me ask you this, George. What, are they going to tap my phone now and all that stuff?
Your phone's already tapped.
You know, and that speaks highly of how the government treats the people that are working for them. The people who are just normal people that want to provide for their families, have a career, you know, they don't ask questions, and when they get sick, they're hung out to dry. They are hung out to dry. And I believe that they are conducting bioweapons experiments, you know, not only at Plum Island and over the 1,000 other facilities that have been built after 9/11, but also in Area 51. That seems to be a perfect breeding ground for some high-tech, super-secretive experiments put out by the government. And this concludes this episode of Life on the Outside. This has been a fearless broadcast brought to you by members of 12160.org, a perfect place where you could get involved in getting information out to the people and getting yourself educated about what's going on with the New World Order. They can be found at snardfarker.ning.com. There are some things going on where the site might be in the process of moving and stuff. I have not been able to spend that much time finding out exactly what's going on because I am just recuperating from a serious illness myself and I've been out of the loop. But I do know that the site is still up at snardfarker.ning.com. And I also am back putting out my show, The Harry Thomas Show, and that can be found at harrythomas.podomatic.com and also at the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. You see, we have to educate ourselves so we can educate others about the horrors that are being perpetrated against mankind by these secret powers that be that lurk in the shadows, and they have a hidden agenda. You know, together we can make a difference. And please look forward to future episodes of Life on the Outside. I've been your host, Harry Thomas. Thank you for listening. Oh,